This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at LinkedIn.com/decide. That's LinkedIn.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome back to Mercedes in the Morning.
They're the first voices I hear in the morning.
On Mix 94.1.
I thought this was kind of interesting. I want to try it with each other here. Small but significant things to know about a romantic partner after 6 months. Now, we're not romantic with each other.
No. Just let's set the record straight on that. We are not. It's more like a sibling-style relationship amongst all of us, I'd say.
Yes. We've definitely known each other longer than 6 months. So I think we should be able to, and there's no romance here, but we should be able to answer these correctly for each other. There's 15 of them. We don't have to do all 15, but we'll go through some of these and let's see how well we know each other.
But you're supposed to know these things about, like, your spouse, too. So I'm going to be paying attention.
Yeah, and they say after 6 months. So if you're in a relationship for 6 months, these are some of the stuff I don't think I knew about Laura after the first 6 months.
Really? Okay, now I'm a little worried because I always feel so bad. Like I told you, there was something I just learned about my husband after 20 years of marriage the other day, and I was like, oh man, I feel really bad. I never knew that.
The bank robber.
Yeah, that he was
in
a bank robbery.
He wasn't a bank robber. He was in a bank that was robbed.
He was in a bank robbery. I was so like, what? You were? Oh, okay.
We were listening to the radio or something, and a Joni Mitchell song came on, and Laura's like, I love Joni Mitchell. I'm like, you do? She's like, this is my favorite. I'm like, name a Joni Mitchell. And she started rattling off all this Joni Mitchell stuff. I'm like, where did this come from? She's like, I've always been a Joni Mitchell fan. Like, I've known you since 2003. You never once mentioned your love of Joni Mitchell.
I know. I feel like such a bad wife when I don't. I learn new things. So we'll see. Maybe I'll feel like a bad friend here.
No. How do they want to celebrate their birthday?
Meaning you?
Yes.
How would you want to celebrate your birthday? I think you enjoy the spotlight. I think you like people to celebrate you and notice, and I think it's cool because you get really happy. So I think you would want like a party and to be surprised and a cake and a vegan one. and just people celebrating you. I think you really enjoy it.
You know what? I'd say you're spot on. I do enjoy the fanfare of the birthday. It's been a couple of years where I've just been in a mood and didn't want anything. But
yeah.
Overall, I enjoy the fanfare. I do. Throughout the day. But when it comes down to dinner, I'd like to just do it with Laura. Just a nice, quiet dinner. But throughout the day, give me the fanfare.
Give
me the fanfare all day, all the way. And I would say you enjoy the fanfare of the day of your birthday and being loved and celebrated. But when it comes down to go time at night, I'm going to say you just want you, Matt, and the girls to do a nice little dinner.
Yeah, I'd say you're right. Or maybe some like close friends or something. But you're right. I did really enjoy this birthday when you guys had Marcella. I wasn't expecting that. And it just that made me feel special because, I never do stuff like that. So that made me feel special. But you're right. At the end of the day, I like just kind of chilling with my people.
How long do they need to get ready to head out the door?
I think you need a good hour to get ready, I would guess. I don't know that for a fact, but I would guess.
In my mind, it's 30 minutes.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but it ends up going a little bit longer, so I always run a little bit late. But in my mind, we had to be somewhere on Saturday. We're leaving the house at 5. 4:30, I went upstairs to start showering. So in my mind, I'm like, oh, I got a solid 30 minutes to get ready, but I could definitely use 45 minutes. But in my mind, I go 30 minutes.
Okay, good to know. What about me?
You are 45 minutes.
Really?
But do you get ready like throughout the day? So if you guys are doing dinner, do you pull the wardrobe early in the day? Start like you're preparing throughout the day.
I'm really bad at that. I do that for work. I have my outfit, but if we're going out, I literally 10 minutes before we leave. I'm like, what should I wear? It's bad.
What will instantly make them laugh?
You will laugh if... Here, Steph, help me out with this one. What will instantly make JC laugh?
When we make fun of him.
You do
easily.
Laugh.
Easily. Or when we clown. Yeah, like just clowning little jabs here and there. He goes hysterical, like with the boots and the sneaker talk. Oh, it's great.
Would you agree with that?
I do like self-deprecating humor when you guys come at me. Not all the time. Doesn't give me carte blanche to come at me.
Of course not.
We just start destroying him. He's like crying.
I sent a note to Steph over the weekend because I missed it when it went down. But on Friday, we spun the Oh Wow wheel and it landed on me and the listener vetoed me, which is fine. Steph's reaction is like, "Bah, you got me." I was dying. I was listening to the podcast over the weekend. I was dying. What makes Mercedes instantly laugh? Videos of people falling.
That does make me laugh. Well, I feel bad for
as long as they're okay.
Yeah. As long as there's a happy result there. Steph, what do you think makes me instantly laugh?
I think when we send each other, because we're both Tauruses, so like Taurus things that are very relevant, like, oh, what do you want to do during the day? And it's like a big little circle, and it's like 80% napping and 20% eating.
Yes. That's us.
Let's see here. What's their favorite TV show? Movie and band.
Oh, gosh. Okay. TV show is old school wrestling. Movie or Breaking Bad, sorry. Movie is... you leave movies early. Have you ever seen a full movie? I don't know. I would say something from the 80s, like... am I close?
Yeah, you are.
Okay. Oh, gosh. 80s movie. You're.
I made a reference to it last week about my speed.
Oh, Top Gun?
No.
Back to the Future.
Oh,
yeah.
Good job, Steph. Yes. Good job. And what was the last one?
Band.
You too.
Yes.
Of course. Okay.
Mercedes TV show is Highlander.
Outlander. I drive a Highlander.
I saw this very nice out there in the driveway parking lot here. Movie. Is Dead Poets Society.
Yes.
And band, BTS.
Yes.
Ah.
You're doing good.
Paused in the band, though. Was there been Metallica?
It could have gone. No, it could have. Well, it's not. They're not really a band, but like I love Ice Cube, obviously. Let's try that one for Steph, though.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Okay. This is going to be a little tougher.
Yeah.
Because we haven't known you as long, Steph.
Right. No. Okay. So what was the favorite movie?
TV show.
Okay.
Degrassi High.
What show is that?
The one with Drake.
Degrassi High. I think you said The Grass High. I'm like, who's The Grass?
Degrassi High, right?
I do
just
love
JC's
that
speech.
Show.
See? Self-deprecating.
Bring it.
I did that on purpose.
Made me laugh.
Okay. No, it's not Degrassi.
I would say your favorite show is like... one of the reality shows on Netflix.
Like a Love is Blind type
of
thing?
Yeah, type of thing.
You guys are good, but I would actually say Game of Thrones. Game of Thrones, really, really loved that series.
You never mentioned that once.
Well, think about it. Game of Thrones ended before I came onto the show. So you guys didn't really know my love for Game of Thrones yet.
Yeah, we didn't.
We're still in like this new honeymoon relationship.
Movie for Steph. Mean Girls.
Okay.
No, I can't change it.
What?
One of those dancing ones.
Yeah.
Cheer, so you think you can dance.
I was going to say Bring It On, but it's not that one. It's the You've Been Served.
Yes, You Got Served.
You Got Served.
Oh, I love that movie. Oh, but you guys, I do love Mean Girls, and I do love Bring It On. Those are in like my top 10 movies, so close.
And then
Band.
Not really a band, but Ariana Grande. Or Dua Lipa.
Okay, Ari is my favorite artist for sure. For sure.
You got to pick a band, though.
A band.
Steph's favorite band. Jabberwockies.
They're not a band. They're dancers.
They're a band of brothers.
I would say your favorite band is... Oh, gosh, I don't know.
Who's Steph's band?
NSYNC.
Yes! Oh, I love
NSYNC.
Oh, good job.
Phew! We got to get to know you better, Steph.
Yeah.
But you guys are really there. You guys have a good overarching of what you think I love.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.